Here's the top story that we're following this week. The Daily Tar Heel is reporting a group of 17 UNC faculty members has sent a letter to Chancellor Carol Folt demanding the university take down the Silent Sam statue and move it to an appropriate setting by March 1st. That's Thursday, by the way. Or they say they'll take matters into their own hands and bring down the statue themselves. DTH has confirmed there are 17 senior professors who have signed on. They've spoken to one of the 17. They're all remaining anonymous for now, but they say they're willing to face arrest if need be. That's where things stand. WCHL's Blake Hodge joining us now with a little bit more on this, because we do have the email exchange, and there's a lot more behind what I just said.
Yeah, so they sent this email. The email was sent to the university. We can confirm that. The university has confirmed that much. The issue with some of the verification on this is that it came from an email account that isn't directly linked to anyone that is for sure a senior faculty member.
It's an anonymous email. It's a Gmail account.
It's a Yahoo account, yeah. So being able to confirm any of the members from that hasn't been something where, like you said, people have been coming forward to really talk about it, but there certainly has been a lot of momentum behind this on social media. This isn't necessarily a new call, but more of the first time that we've seen any type of ultimatum timeline put on anything. So it says that the March 1st, 2018 at midnight needs to be when either it's moved or a plan of action has been put in place and shared with those faculty members.
Is that Wednesday night at midnight into Thursday morning, or is it Thursday night at midnight into Friday morning?
I think they're saying midnight going into Thursday.
Going into Thursday, okay.
I think that the end of February.
It's always really annoying when people do that.
Isn't that the worst? Yeah. The end of February is what I interpret this to mean. So it doesn't say that they're immediately going to go out at 12:01 on Thursday morning or Friday morning, if that is what they
intend. In fact, the letter specifically says we're not going to go out immediately.
It says it may be removed. This is quoting here. It may be removed during the weekday when security is not in attendance, during a basketball game, or at 3 a.m. when a single officer is asleep in his car parked on Franklin Street. It will be taken to a safe place where it will be curated for exhibition. It can't be a home basketball game because the last one of those is tonight.
It's tonight, right. Yeah.
So that's before the deadline. So
I wonder if they knew that.
We'll see how this goes. The point being that they are certainly pushing for some resolution to be brought to this, as we've seen over the past six-plus months now. I guess right at 6 months, August 22nd being the day of the first day of classes for the fall semester, and they had that massive rally out there on that day. We had a protest just last week talking about actions going on at UNC, threats of a white supremacist rally on campus, and of course, Silent Sam has been the rallying point for all of those discussions.
Right.
From supporters and opponents over the years.
So I was speaking with Blake Hodge about this, and this is an article that initiated in the DTH over the weekend, and we've got more information on it now. And sort of we're still not 100% sure, and obviously because the faculty members, whoever they are, remaining anonymous, and they're not being interviewed for that reason, as to like how serious this is in terms of we're going to do this in the very near future, or is this just an email to try to spur the university to take action? Is it an email to try to lay the groundwork sort of on paper for being able then to go to the General Assembly, or more accurately the State Historic District Commission, and say, look, there actually is a serious possibility that something might happen if you don't authorize us, the university, to move the statue? Or is this actually a legitimate, serious, I don't know if threat's the right word, but saying seriously that we're going to do this?
And I think that's one of the interesting things because of the way that the Durham statue was brought down.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it was kind of placed on a pedestal and was able to be pulled off of that. I'm not sure of how Silent Sam is
The logistics there are interesting too, because that Durham statue was, and this was kind of came out in the whole conversation around that back in August, that Durham statue was obviously very cheaply made. And this was one of many mass-produced statues. And there was a company back in the early 20th century that was making these things, just sort of plaster cast and whatever pewter or whatever metal they use to build them. But it was very cheap, and they sent them out to whatever community wanted one, who was willing to pay a little bit of money to get them. Silent Sam is different. It was commissioned. It's actually a much kind of sturdier built statue. So to bring it down,
as opposed to
the Durham, where you can tell that there was nothing to that statue in Durham because it crumpled as it was coming down. Silent Sam is not like that. To say we're going to bring it down
would require
a significant amount of work.
And if you're going to actually move it, physically move it, picking up the base, however much that ends up weighing, and relocating it somewhere else is clearly a logistical challenge. So how just to pull off the execution of that remains to be seen.
Can we just pause for a second and reflect on the fact that this is the conversation we're having today? Yeah, like the logistics of bringing down the Silent Sam statue, such as it is.
I mean, in the long run, look at this. One thing that is coming up this spring is the return of the State Historical Commission. It only meets four times a year. Yeah. But they've got an April date set as the next time they're coming back, where they have got a subcommittee of that body that is studying the issue now based on a request from the governor's Office of Administration to remove three Confederate monuments from the old Capitol grounds in Raleigh. So there is some sort of timeline to this that is now nearing a date coming up.
And with that in mind, no one has yet, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, no one has yet submitted a petition to that commission saying, please authorize UNC to move Silent Sam. I think some individuals did, but the university has not. Right. The governor's office has not. The board of governors has not.
Right. And the governor's office and the UNC Chapel Hill administration certainly seem to think that the only proper body that could submit that petition would be the UNC Board of Governors, and they are not doing that.
And
they have shown no interest in moving in that direction.
Correct.
So we'll see if anything changes there. But the NNO was reporting that some individuals have submitted those petitions. If they're being taken under consideration, or if I think the Historical Commission's stance on this, at least whenever they first talked about this last fall, was that they were just waiting and seeing what the report came back from the committee was to bring some options on ways to deal with these things. Because there's obviously some people that believe it should stay where it is, and that's just the way it is. And some people think it should be moved and put in storage or thrown in the garbage or whatever else. And then some that believe it should be moved to a museum and contextualized in that type of fashion
letter says.
And it's what the letter says. And there's still no, there's no expounding on that to detail in any way what that could possibly mean. So there's a lot of questions that are coming from this. Hopefully we'll have a resolution at some point soon with that deadline coming up that they put on, whether that is an actual trigger point for anything, or with the Historical Commission coming up, we should have a little better understanding. But one thing to keep in mind, if the Historical Commission comes back and they give full go to the governor's office to say, move them.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that the next day Silent Sam is going to be gone, because the request would still have to be submitted through whatever the proper channel is. And if that continues to be the UNC Board of Governors, or it's viewed that way by the UNC Chapel Hill Administrative Office and the Historical Commission, if they're not going to take the individual request under advisement for that, then you could see some move from the old Capitol grounds while Silent Sam is still here.
We'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.